Well, household spending, mining and finance industry activity has given the economy a boost. During the first quarter, GDP growth outpaced analyst expectations, coming in at 4.6% quarter on quarter, as opposed to 3.2% as expected. That's the good news. But the economy, however, is still nearly 3% smaller than it was a year ago. Martin Ackerman, chief economist at Citadel, joins us with greater perspective on what the print suggests for the growth trajectory of the economy that we're going to see going forward. Martin, thanks so much for your time this evening. So like we're saying, growth coming in better than most had expected. Were you surprised by today's print?
Yes, good evening. I think 100% the numbers were better than expected and quite a bit, you know. 4.6 versus 3.2 is quite an upside surprise. Interestingly enough, the markets didn't really make anything of it. The rand remained quite stable, the bond market as well. Nevertheless, I think at this point, you know, in the recovery, getting higher numbers is definitely helpful, and it is paving the way for the recovery to hopefully get back to pre-COVID levels quicker. And also it's helping, you know, to fix a couple of the problems on the way. For example, the tax revenue that will be slightly better than expected coming off a higher growth number. So all in all, I think this is a positive number in terms of what might pan out for the economy in 2021.
So all in all, some good news for the day today. And we did have the banks highlighting that they're seeing this economic recovery come through a lot faster than what they had expected. And that they're highlighting because they're seeing consumers starting to spend again. And the numbers today also supporting that. But both First Rand and Standard Bank highlighting that there's this reticence on companies to start spending again. Is that a red flag for you in terms of the pace of the economic recovery that we could see? Because,
yes, I think,
you know, if they're not spending, they're not creating jobs, right?
Yes, yeah. So I think just back to the comments you've made, consumers definitely are doing well at this point in time, despite the high unemployment, despite the fact that, you know, there's still a lot of people out of the job market. But having a private consumption very close to 5% quarter-on-quarter analyzed for a consumer-based economy is a positive story. If we look at where they spend money, it is across all the sectors. There are some sectors that's doing much better than others, but it is very broad-based. We saw a bit of a decline in things like restaurants, but that's probably off a high base. Last year, if you remember, as the economy opened up, you know, we saw numbers close to a 100% increase as people went back to restaurants. So that's just a base effect that's coming out. But then in terms of your big categories, you know, quite a healthy spending on durable goods. Now, typically, consumers won't go into the durable market if they don't have the confidence and the certainty that the economic prospects are a little bit brighter, interest rates will remain low, and, you know, the job market might recover. So the consumers are telling a fairly positive story. But you're 100% right. If we look at something like gross fixed capital formation, that is always a leading indicator, in my view, in terms of where the economy is heading. Unfortunately, you know, for the past 5 years longer, we haven't seen a lot of positive quarters coming from that part. And that is indication of, like you said, companies reinvesting back into their own business, buying capital expenditure, buying equipment. And we barely had a couple of positive quarters over the last 5 years. Coming out of COVID, quarter three and quarter four last year were positive. So we were hoping that that's telling a story that the economy is definitely healing and getting back into business. But unfortunately, again, for the first quarter of this year, we saw a minus 2.6 decline. And, you know, that just shows, again, that if you think about where companies are, it's very different. They still need more confidence, more reform, and more implementation from government side to make it a more business-friendly environment before we're going to see that number turning positive on a consistent basis. And that is what we definitely need to get our growth to 2.5% plus on a continuous basis.
So you talk about more confidence that's needed to kind of restart this economy, specifically from businesses investing. And we haven't even touched on it because there's also the prospect of tighter restrictions as we head into this third wave of COVID-19 infections. And then there's also the return of load shedding. So there's a lot to consider here for businesses that might want to start looking at investments, but at the moment perhaps just feel that there's just too many stumbling blocks in front of them.
Yeah, I think the business environment at this point in time, we've been battling with structural issues for many years, so that's not new. That's been there pre-COVID. A lot of that needs to be addressed through the reforms that we just spoke about. But I think business, even if the recovery is taking place, will be a little bit more cautious to really see how sustainable this is and to see whether there's not going to be another hiccup or a shock, something like you said, load shedding, that can cause that. But that's really what we need to see to start paving the way for more investments, infrastructure development in SA that will eventually will also spill over into more sustainable job creation. We don't see that yet, and that's still missing from the puzzle at this point in time.
Martin, we're not even back at pre-COVID-19 levels yet. So from where you sit, how far out are we from getting back to that point at least?
Yeah, so we're still in real terms about 20 billion rand below where we've been before COVID. So we've made up a lot of lost ground. So, you know, the glass is half full. It's not just half empty. There's some good recovery taking place. If we continue on this trend, you know, we could probably be back to pre-COVID levels in the next 12 months, early part of next year. But what we need to keep in mind is bringing us back to pre-COVID levels. We're then basically back at the level where we've been for the last, in real terms, the last 3, 4, 5 years. And that is the concern. So we entered COVID in recession. The 3 years before COVID, you know, the economy didn't really go anywhere in real terms. We were growing around about 1%. The population is growing at 1.5%. So we actually, you know, we didn't move forward. So getting back to pre-COVID levels is great to say that we've made up that loss of 2020, but that's not good enough. We actually need to address the structural issues that kept the economy flatlining before COVID so that we can actually go and grow much higher than we've been pre-COVID. And I've quoted the number about 2.5% per annum on a sustainable basis, because that will really allow us, with the reform and the implementation from government side, to start addressing the issues like last week's all-time high unemployment number that we've seen.
Yeah. Martin, thanks so much for your time this evening. Let's leave it there. That was Martin Ackerman, Chief Economist at Citadel.